Title: Drive Jungle Rewind Moment with Jungle Swing in Ableton Live 12 Intermediate. Alright, let's build a proper Jungle Rewind in Ableton Live 12, that controlled chaos moment where the tune yanks backward, tension spikes, and then the drop comes back and harder than it had any right to. This is intermediate, so I'm assuming you already know your way around warping, grouping, returns, and basic drum programming. The goal today is to make a rewind you can reuse in any session, and make sure it hits in time, stays loud without blowing up your headroom, and keeps that break-driven jungle swing intact. First, set your tempo. Put it somewhere in the 165 to 175 range. If you want the classic, this is definitely Jungle Pocket. Land around 172 or 174. Now create the chord tracks. You want an auto track for your main break, like Amen or Think. Then kick, snare, and tops as separate tracks, MIDI or audio, your choice. Add a bass track, and importantly, add an audio track called Rewind Print. That's going to be the track where we literally record the rewind moment, so it's consistent and it hits every time. Select the break, kick, snare, and tops tracks and group them. Name the group drums. Then do a quick bit of gain staging right now, before we start getting fancy. Aim for your drum group to peak somewhere around minus 10 to minus 6 dB for the master. Rewinds love to create surprise peaks, especially once delays and feedback get involved, so you're buying yourself safety. Now we need the swing. This is where people wreck their groove by swinging everything. Jungle swing is usually break-driven micro-timing, while your main kick and snare act like the anchors. So we're going to swing the break and the tops first, and leave the main kick and snare more grid-true. Open the groove pool. In live, that's the little wave icon, or you can go to view and choose groove pool. Drag in something like swing 16-57, or MPC 16 swing 60. Good starting points. Apply that groove to the break and tops clips only, not the kick and snare yet. Then set the groove controls roughly like this, timing around 35-55%, velocity 10-25% for a bit of bounce, random 2-8% so it's not robotic, and bass set to 1/16. Here's the teacher tip. If your break suddenly feels late and weak, do not reach for EQ or compression first. Reduce the groove timing amount. Too much timing swing is the fastest way to make your break sound like it's tripping over the grid. If you want a more jungle engineer approach instead of groove pool, you can do micro timing directly. Double-click your break clip. Turn warp on. Set warp mode to beats. Preserve at 1/16. And then do tiny nudges. Push ghost snares a few milliseconds late. Pull hats a few milliseconds early, and keep the main snare close to the grid so it still smacks. We're talking small moves. 2-8 milliseconds is plenty. This is how you get rolled swing instead of sloppy swing. Cool. Now let's make a drum bus chain that holds up when we do time tricks and rewinds. On your drums group, add drum bus. Set drive somewhere like 5-15%. Boom can be 0-20. But be careful because your bass exists, and jungle gets muddy fast if drum bus is pretending it's a sub-generator. Push transients up, maybe plus 10 to plus 30, so the hits stay snappy even when we do processing. Damp to taste. Darker jungle usually wants a bit more damp, so the hats don't slice your face off. After drum bus, add saturator. Soft sine or analog clip are good here. Drive 2-6 dB. Turn soft clip on. And level match, always. If it just got louder, you didn't really decide if it got better. Then add glue compressor. Attack around 3-10 milliseconds. Release on auto or somewhere around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. Ratio 2:1 or 4:1. And aim for about 1-3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. Just to knit, not to crush. Then EQ 8. High pass around 25-35 Hz to clean the useless rumble. If it's boxy, a gentle dip around 250-450 Hz. If you need air, a tiny shelf up around 8-12 kHz. Keep it subtle. The break is already characterful. We're just shaping. Now, the rewind effects system. We're going to do this with a dedicated return track so you can throw into it, and it's also resampling friendly. Insert a return track and name it Rewind FX. On that return, build this chain in order. Start with auto filter. Use a low pass 24 dB slope. Add a touch of resonance, like 10-20%. Because that little resonant telephone vibe helps sell the rewind as an event. Next, add echo. Set echo mode to repitch. That's key, because repitch gives you that tapish movement when the timing changes. Set time to 1/8 or 1/4, feedback around 25-45%, dry/wet around 15-30%. Then filter the echo, cut lows under about 200 Hz, and tame highs somewhere around 6 to 10 kHz. We're not trying to echo sub and turn the drop into soup. Then add hybrid reverb. Keep it short and gritty. Think small room or short plate. Decay around 0.6 to 1.5 seconds. Size small to medium. Dry slash wet 10 to 20%. High pass inside the reverb so it lives mostly in the mids and highs. Then redux for crunch. Downsample 2 to 6. Bit reduction 0 to 3. Subtle. If you go too far, it becomes a novelty effect, and your rewind turns into a game console. Then add a limiter at the end. Ceiling at minus 1 dB. The limiter isn't there to master the effect. It's there to stop feedback from randomly nuking your headroom. Extra coaching move. Put spectrum after the limiter on this return. Watch the low end. If you see a bunch of energy below about 120 Hz during the rewind, you're stealing impact from the drop. High pass harder than you think. A rewind with clean low end management sounds bigger, not smaller. Now, let's do the actual rewind. We'll do two methods. Method 1 is the classic, print, reverse, pitch ramp. This is the reliable, engineer-style rewind. It lands perfectly, every time. Before you print, decide what rewinds. In classic sets, it's often the hook elements, not literally the whole mix. In Ableton terms, you might print drums plus your music group, like stabs and vocals, but keep SUB on its own track so you can hard mute it. That's how you keep the rewind from smearing the foundation. Also, commit your swing before you print. If you print a rewind from a swung break, then later you change the groove settings, your rewind won't match anymore. So either lock your groove settings now, or freeze and flatten your break layer first. The rewind should feel like it came from the same performance as the drop. Alright, on your rewind print track, set audio from to drums if you want drums only, or choose a pre-master bus if you want drums plus certain music elements. Arm rewind print, record 1 to 2 bars leading into where the rewind will happen. Usually you'll grab the last bar before the drop, or sometimes the last 2 bars if you want options. Once recorded, select that region and consolidate it so it's one clean clip. Duplicate the consolidated clip, and reverse the duplicate in clip view. Now we shape it into a spinback illusion. Add a fade-in on the reversed clip so it ramps up into the suckback instead of just appearing. Then automate clip transposition. Start at 0 semitones, and ramp up to plus 7 to plus 12 semitones by the end. And don't make it a straight line. Make it curve so it feels like it accelerates near the end, like a deck grabbing and spinning. If you want an extra little tape stop sting at the very end, you can fake it with transposition. In the last 1/16th note, dip transposition down to minus 12 semitones. It's quick, dramatic, and it makes the restart feel like a slam. Now the most important cleanup step, do not let the original drums play under the printed rewind. That's how you get facey doubles and messy restarts. During the rewind region, mute the drums group or automate it down. And here's a detail that makes it feel pro. Mute the original drums for the rewind region plus about a 1/16th note after, or add a tiny 2 to 10 millisecond fade out on the printed clip right at the handoff. The goal is one clear drum source when the drop comes back in. Then on beat 1 after the rewind, bring drums and bass back at full level. One crash or a shout is plenty. Let the break do the talking. That's method 1. It's consistent, it's classic, and it translates. Method 2 is the performable, modern rave version. Beat repeat plus filtering as a rack on your drums group. It's not a true vinyl spinback, but it's extremely effective for dance-floor energy and quick transitions. On the drums group, after your bus chain, create an audio effect rack called rewind rack. Make 2 chains. Chain A is clean, with no extra devices. Chain B is rewind effects. On chain B, add beat repeat. Set interval to 1 bar, or 2 bars if you want the grab to be rarer. Grid 1/16th, variation 0, gate 1/16th or 1/32nd, chance 100% while engaged, mix around 30 to 60%. Turn its filter on and high pass around 200 and low pass around 8k. After beat repeat, add a simple delay, time 1/8, feedback 15 to 25, dry slash wet 10 to 20. Then add auto filter, low pass 24, and plan to automate that cutoff down as the rewind moment approaches. Now macro map it so you can control it like an instrument. Macro 1 can switch the chain selector between clean and rewind. Macro 2 can control tightness by mapping beat, repeat, gate, and mix. Macro 3 is your low pass cutoff. Macro 4 is hype, mapping delay, dry slash wet, and feedback in small ranges so it doesn't run away. In arrangement, engage the rack for the last half bar, sometimes just the last beat. Automate the low pass downward, and then kill the rack exactly on beat one of the drop. Precision matters. This effect is only hype if it stops clean. Now let's make it feel like a crowd moment, because a rewind without context just sounds like your DAW glitched. In the 4 to 8 bars before the rewind, create contrast. Remove sub for 1 to 2 beats. Add a short call and response rag of vocal chop. Keep it tight. Increase break density by adding a second break layer quietly and filtered. Add a snare fill in the last bar. And here's a huge one. Right before the rewind, do a micro dropout. Like an eighth note of silence. That tiny gap makes the rewind feel twice as big because the ear gets a reset. Timing rule of thumb. Densiflor rewind often starts one beat before the drop. A big reload rewind starts about half a bar before. If you go longer than that, you need extra context like an NC, a vocal tag, or a breakdown cue. Otherwise it reads like the track is stuck. Optional advanced spice. A two-stage rewind. In the last bar do a quick grab first, like a 1/8 stutter with beat repeat. Then your printed reverse ramp spin. Then a single frame silence, like a 32nd to a 16th, right before beat 1. Grab. Spin. Slam. That slam moment is where the crowd inhales.